You could say Carrington Manola Yap has a gift for timing, among a lot of other things. He surfed opportunities here to become Hawaii's latest and possibly greatest fashion emissary. Next month, Manaola begins his debut in the world of international high fashion with the New York Fashion Week. What makes him great is that Hawaii is so much a part of him and his work. Welcome, Manaola.
Aloha. Thank you for having me.
So how's this trajectory, huh?
It's a lot.
Could you just tell us, okay, you opened your Ala Moana store about 3 years ago, but that was just sort of the middle of this trajectory.
Yeah, it was definitely the middle. A lot of my beginning actually started at home on the Big Island. Yeah, mostly with mom and hula and all of that.
I see. And then you were introduced to the, what, of course, the hula implements, everything that's made and worn.
Exactly. All the adornments, all the associated arts to the dance played a crucial role in, you know, putting my future career together. And I used a lot of that, the early parts, the early stages of development from, you know, definitely family ancestral traditions through costume making and implement making and taking all of that and fusing it, and now seeing today how valuable all of those early lessons were for me.
Exactly. Because you began to do one-off shows at the Maoli Arts Month, the MAMO wearable art shows. And I remember I would see Baba Yap come out, and then you'd be gone for the whole rest of the year. I'd be like, wow, what happened? And then you'd be gone. But there would be these shows that were taking high fashion looks with native natural ingredients.
Yeah, the MAMO Wearable Arts Show, which is done by Auntie Vicky Holt Dakamine and the Pa'i Foundation, was a wonderful platform for Native artists and really helped to push our Native arts into another realm. And it was an inspiration and an honor to be a part of those early years with MAMO.
Creating individual wearable art pieces.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And
you
originally,
didn't sell those.
Yeah, I didn't sell those, but I did do one-off pieces for close family friends and people that I knew and that had seen admirers of the MAMO Arts Show. And a lot of my MAMO Arts pieces were a little bit more on the sustainable side. I had a lot of pieces that were made out of recyclables, coconut fibers, hangers, crazy things like
fun,
that.
Fun, like really fun. And wild, like high fashion looking. The look was always there. Then last year you were at Hawaii Fashion Week, which is meant to be another, you know, lift up for Hawaii artists.
Yeah, we did Honolulu Fashion Week, which is put on by I think Honolulu Magazine and
Hawaiian Airlines.
And Lynn O'Neill. And, you know, that was such an amazing event. I do believe they're not having it this year, you know, just the amount of professionalism and what they offered our local designers here in Hawaii was incredible. And it's unfortunate, but I believe they're looking to bring it back perhaps next year.
If this story can help bring it back, let it be so.
Yes.
Because through that event, you sparked.
Exactly. We were actually looked at through a company called Oxford Fashion Studios, and they are a London-based UK fashion company, and they also help run London Fashion Week. And they have shows in all the four major fashion capitals. And they had come across our profile during Christmas time. I think they were looking at it and had given us news, I think, on New Year's Day. I think it was January 1st or 2nd that they had reached out on email and said that, you know, their fashion curators had looked through and reviewed about 8,000 profiles, and we were one of 8,000 profiles that were chosen to show of the 26 designers.
My gosh, so where are you going to show?
I think we're going to start with New York first.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to start with
next
that.
Week.
Yeah, very soon.
Okay, that's so fantastic. Well, in your preview of the collection that you had at the International Marketplace, you did a capsule chronology of your line, kind of starting with hula, as you said, and even before that, dressing the dancers.
Yeah.
I had a chat with your mother at that event, the incredible Nani Lim Yap, Kumuhula of Halau, Manaola, and she gave some insight into the roots of your work. And you know what? We started with what we were all wearing before, mu'umu'u.
Exactly.
The mu'umu'u was something that was part of our history, and it just dated everybody to that time. You know, those big flowery prints, you know, they have their time and their place in our history, and that's a good place. But he wanted to bring Hawaiian fashion, to change it, really, to turn it on its head, really, and try to use patterns that were native use of Ohe Kapala, printed patterns, and make modern-day dresses. The times were changing, but our fashion wasn't coming up to it, you know, and it wasn't identifiable to us as Hawaiians. That's how he felt.
So you're putting it together.
Definitely.
Did she kind of get it there in the capsule?
Yeah, she did.
What a woman. I mean, she made her sister-in-law's wedding dresses.
Exactly.
This person is behind you.
Yeah, my mom has always been a big part of mentoring me and helping to bring a lot of my creations to life, especially my early creations and my early development as an artist in fashion. And even this collection this year is actually, she helped to sew and construct and pattern a lot of the pieces that will be shown in New York.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have some pictures from the preview at International Marketplace, and I'm telling you, I've got a shot of you where it looks like you with a group of people right out of Game of Thrones. Really, it's just got that kind of presence.
Thank you. It's something you're
going for, huh? Is it a resort kind of line? Or what
so the line that we're showing is called Kolani, and it's actually named after the seated dance that was meant to honor Hawaiian royalty. And what Kolani is I wanted to... You know, if our monarch was still in power right now, and I, as a native designer, had to dress these celebrities, right, in these iconic monarch figures, how would I do it? And our ali'i were always into traveling the world. You know, they were into popular culture, so I wanted to put that together and see how I would style them around the world.
As they traveled in the old days, they'll be going again.
Yeah.
Manaola, thank you so much. You've wrote opportunities here as they were meant to be written.
Thank you.
And we've been talking about fashion in Hawaii here with Manaola. Mahalo for coming by.
Thank you
for having me. And our hearts will be with you on those glittering runways.
Mahalo.